It's one of the most famous songs from one of the biggest Disney stories of all time. Belle is the opening song from Beauty and the Beast. A stage version of the musical is now running in Thousand Oaks, and it stars someone who knows the role perhaps better than anyone else. Susan Egan was the original Belle when the Disney musical opened on Broadway and later reprised the role when the musical moved to L.A. Egan says people know the story, but the fun is the journey.
It's not a matter of surprising people because we all know where the story is headed. But if you catch them in the right way, they will live it with you moment to moment. So they are not looking ahead. They are in the moment with you when authentic things are happening. And this cast, they are every inch everything we ever had on Broadway.
Egan earns a Tony nomination for her role as Belle on Broadway in 1994. It ran on Broadway for 13 years and some 5,400 performances. It also showed Disney the potential for turning some of its other stories into live theater, setting the stage for later Broadway hits like The Lion King and Aladdin. Egan says it's still fun and still a challenge to do Beauty and the Beast.
It's so funny. If you look at the big picture, it could become overwhelming. But I don't. You take it moment by moment. So in this moment, I'm in a scene with the great David Gilchrist, who is, quite honestly, maybe the best papa I have ever seen. He is the most amazing Maurice. And I'm just loving looking into his face so much that I'm not thinking, oh, in 15 minutes, I have to do some fan kicks and be our guest. You just take it at the moment.
Director Yvette Lawrence knows the musical backwards and forwards and played Belle herself in a Los Angeles production. Lawrence, who's worked with Egan before, says he've tweaked some things for the five-star theatricals production currently running at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza.
We're reimagining, retelling, rediscovering, and the goal is to basically make everyone fall in love with it all over again by investing in the characters and the relationships and the poor town that had this veil over it because of the spell of someone making a horrific mistake and how it affected everyone, how somebody can come in and save that town. I don't know. It's a story that touches everyone.
Actress Susan Egan talks about some of the improvements made by Lawrence.
She's fixed a lot of the things that we never got to fix back in the day. And then she's reconceived things like our prologue. It's so much more beautiful than it ever was. There are elements that are working in this production that we always knew kind of needed a tweak, and Yvette's had the chance to tweak that.
Even though she's done the show a lot over the decades, she says it doesn't feel old to her. She says each time the curtain rises, it's a fresh, exciting experience.
Do you know what it is? It's surfing. It's riding the wave. A surfer is not thinking of the next 15 waves they're going to ride. They are dissecting the wave they're on. And you can't go the way you want to go. You got to ride the wave you've been given. And that's where the artwork is. I am in this show with this tremendous cast, on this set with this director, and there is no place I would rather be.
Beauty and the Beast runs through this coming Sunday at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza. In Thousand Oaks, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.